Morning News, we have Robert Hiss, who is the Milton Town moderator. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, I know you had another night of town meeting, and this has been going on for a while in Milton. Were you able to wrap up last night, or we're going to go for another night?
Unfortunately, it's at least another night. We spent 3 hours and 15 minutes last night only getting four things done. We debated reopening an article that had been passed on Tuesday, and the town meeting decided not to reopen it. We spent about two and a half hours deciding whether to permanently adopt electronic voting when we returned to in-person town meeting. And then we addressed one of the three citizens' petitions, which is about trying to preserve some land and a debate about whether to use it for infrastructure instead of as a park.
Only
four things done.
Wow. So how did the votes go on that? I'm surprised you spent so much time on electronic voting. How did the final vote on that go?
At the end, it was approved by about 70 to 75%. One was to budget the money to buy the equipment, and the second was to change the bylaws to start to use electronic voting.
Okay, I imagine people probably had a lot of questions about that.
They did, and it's interesting. I've seen it a number of times. Our school budget is over $50 million, and we might spend 30 minutes on that, but we'll spend 2 hours debating $30,000. But I think it's the difference of what people can get their heads around in many cases. I can understand 30. I can't understand 50 million.
Now, what about
human nature?
Sure, absolutely. We hear this from some other towns, too. Now, what about, I know that there were a couple of citizens' petitions, and excuse me if I just forgot the one that you did vote on. Which one was that? I know there was a couple we were following.
You're right. It was called Algerine Corner. There's a piece of land that was donated about 80 years ago to the town. It was donated to the select board, and the town's done nothing with it other than mow the grass, and so families use it as parkland. But the state has given us a grant to put in some infrastructure to help clean underground water that's becoming polluted, and that was one of the two sites to be considered. Some residents rose up and said, no, that's been our favorite parkland. Please don't use it for infrastructure. And so it was a debate about, can the town meeting instruct the select board to do something different? Ultimately, the citizen petition was defeated, so the town will proceed with their analysis of where to go put this stormwater project.
Now, how many articles are now left to vote on when you move to Monday night?
22.
Do you think this might go beyond Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Sort of.
We have two complex citizen petitions, and I know they will each take an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours on Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Now, time and place or Zoom for a Milton Town meeting continuation on Monday.
7:30 p.m. Through Zoom by invitation, or citizens can watch it on our cable access on Facebook, or they can watch it live on the cable TV.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you joining us and filling us in. And of course, you know they say no good deed goes unpunished. So we're hoping that we can maybe get you to call in on Monday again and give us a preview of what's in store for the folks in Milton on Monday night too.
Yes, I wish we could dump the entire town meeting on you in one batch, but no, we're streaming it day by day, unfortunately, here. So.
Well, we'll enjoy every bit of it. It's just like some of the best reality TV that's out there. And again, thank you so much, Robert Hiss. He's the Milton Town moderator, for giving us an update on the ongoing Milton Town meeting. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Speak to you next week.
Thank you very much. And again, that's Robert Hiss from Milton Town Meeting. And we'll be catching up with him again on Monday morning to get a preview. It's a long town meeting. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.
This is David from Pilgrim Coin and Currency, South Shore's premier rare coin and precious metals dealer. With more than 40 years experience buying and